Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
And good evening. Welcome to Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation, located on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org. I'm your host for the evening, Angelina Diana. It's my pleasure to be with you every third Thursday of the month and highlight one of the many wonderful certified mediums that are connected with the Forever Family Foundation. If you'd like more information on that, you can go to our website on the web, foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and find out all the information, not only about the certified mediums, but the other programs and events that are run by this lovely not-for-profit. For those of you that are new listeners, I understand that our membership has been going up. So I just want to take a few moments to explain a little bit about the foundation and how you can get involved. I am a certified medium with the Forever Family Foundation, but I'm also a volunteer. And you'll find that everyone involved with the behind the scenes is 100% volunteer organization. Nobody gets paid. And the idea of the foundation was really born out of really to understand afterlife science and also the opportunity through afterlife science to educate people while providing support and healing for people who are grieving. And there's many different aspects to that. If you go to our website, you'll see that there are volunteer organizations that you can get involved in, whether it be volunteering for our events. We also have wonderful afterlife discussion groups, which are free, that are all over the country. And you can check out where those might be close to you in the vicinity to where you live. Of course, there's certified mediums. There's also events that are put on throughout the year that bring mediums and scientists together to give you a sense of really survival of consciousness, but really our loved ones and where they are and how they're connecting to us really all the time. There's also, if you get involved with the foundation, which again is a 401(c) not-for-profit organization, membership is absolutely free. You just sign up for membership, and when you do, not only do you get wonderful updates before anybody else through an email newsletter that comes maybe once a week or sometimes a few times a month that tells you about all the different organizational updates, new things with the world of science and mediumship, also the events that are happening through the foundation. But you also get a newsletter. And this newsletter comes to you four times a year. You know, there aren't many organizations anymore that will snail mail you newsletters, and this organization does. The Forever Family Foundation really works hard in staying in touch with you and giving you a sense of what's going on. Within this wonderful newsletter, you'll see poems that might inspire you and help you through your grief. Ask the Medium section, which they take one of our certified mediums and answers one of your questions that you might be curious about. The newest in the science of afterlife science. So many things, chock full of much information. And I really encourage you to go to the website and check out all that it has to offer. And if you have any questions, you could certainly email the website, or there's even a number that you can call. And keep in mind that we are all volunteer, so if we don't get to you right away, hang in there with us. But again, please check out the website. There is so much that you can be involved in, and we'd really love to see you be a part of that. Another thing, too, that the organization does bring about is this radio program. Four times a month, every Thursday, You can hear Signs of Life Radio, whether it be an author that's written a wonderful book to understand the science of survival of consciousness, or a healer. There's even a radio afterlife discussion group that happens every first Thursday of the month. And every third Thursday is the Mediums and Messages program, which you're tuning into right now, where you can call in and you can speak to one of our wonderful mediums. And not only that, hopefully get a connection, but we also want to encourage you to ask questions. What I've found with interviewing and speaking with the many mediums of this organization is they all have not only a wonderful healing way about them, an evidential way about them, but they all have their unique experiences of how spirit has worked through them. And I think if we pay attention to that, maybe we can all become our very best medium to ourselves. I think every medium wants to strive to help you understand your ability to connect to your loved ones. And if you think about that process, it's really a difficult one. I mean, it's like learning a new language, right? You've had a terrible loss. You wake up the next day dealing with grief. And your next question is, where are you? Are you okay? It's like trying to learn a new language under duress. It is trying to learn a new language under duress. And that's where mediums come in, where we can open up a door for you to show you that communication is possible, that there's an opportunity for you to commune with spirit. Even though we all know we'd do anything to have that person walk through that door, there's an opportunity for you to be a medium too. And connect and commune with your loved ones on the other side. And that's what this program is all about. And we want to thank all of you for listening through the years. It's been on since 2005. I remember the first program we did on Long Island, and the program is going strong. And I want to thank you for supporting it. And it's you, the member, that makes this program possible. The funds, the donations, the opportunity to work. If you go to our website, you'll see that there's a link to Amazon.com. When you buy, click that link and you buy a book through that link, a portion. Amazon.com gives our not-for-profit a kickback. You'll also notice there's something called iGive.com. And really, it's things that you would be buying in your everyday life. But what happens is when you buy it through that link, iGive gives to the Forever Family Foundation. And this is without you having to spend any more money than you normally would. So there's different ways that you can help. So I'm hoping that you'll get involved and be a part of this wonderful organization. The other thing I want to tell you about, I was speaking about events, and we have one coming up Friday, April 12th. It's a night of mediums, and it's really a very unique night where you can get the opportunity to have a wonderful dinner. It's really good food, good friends, and messages from the other side. Imagine that. You'll have a table where there'll be 13 other people, and at each table will be your medium. One medium will be at that table, and the neat thing about it is everyone at the table gets a message. It's a really wonderful evening. Not only it is one of the major fundraisers for the Forever Family Foundation, but everybody wins. You get something back by giving to us. And that's really the beautiful thing about the foundation. It really has like I call it like when I do a reading and there's a double validation, it's almost like within the message, there's a message. Well, here's, you know, a wonderful thing that you're doing. You're supporting the foundation, but you get to also commune with spirit. That's the beautiful thing about the foundation. So again, that is on April 12th. If you would like more information on that, it's in Melville, New York, I believe, at the Melville Marriott Hotel. I believe that's on Old Walt Whitman Road. It's from 7 p.m. to 10. And if you go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, all the information will be right there on the front page. Another thing we do too, it's done twice a year. We do a raffle. And the neat thing about the raffle is, again, it's like a double win. Not only do you get a chance to give to the foundation, we have five mediums each time donate their time. And what happens is you take a couple of chances and you have a chance to be in the running to win a mediumship reading. There's five mediums, So you could be one of five winners. Again, if you go to Forever Family Foundation, it's called the Earth Day Raffle because it happens around Earth Day. And we also do one during the holiday season in December. But this happens to be Earth Day Raffle. So I hope you'll go to Forever Family Foundation and check that out for your opportunity to not only give, but hopefully win a reading from one of our fabulous mediums. So that's it in a nutshell. That's my speech. I hope I didn't bore you too much. But what we really do have coming up is probably what you're all waiting for. I understand from Don, our producer, the phone lines are lighting up. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a brief break. We'll go to commercial. And when we come back, we'll be speaking to a wonderful friend of the show. She's been on many times. She's a certified medium and much more, Joanne Gerber. So she'll be joining us to answer your questions and to connect you with spirit. I'm Angelina Diana. We'll be right back with more Signs of Life. Stay with us.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's Hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Okay, welcome back to the program. We're listening to Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation, located on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org. I'm your host, Angelina Diana, and I'm really very thrilled and always very happy to welcome a medium to this program who really, I think, is the definition of mediumship. Not only is she a very evidential, healing, loving mediumship, she's a teacher too. I really think she's one, I would say, one of the best teaching mediums I've ever run across. Her ability to speak about spirit and share it with other people and give you a sense that your loved ones are always with you are wonderful with her mediumship, but to also harness the ability to share her abilities and pass them on to those that really want to learn and understand their own abilities is a gift that she has that I'm very honored to be in the same space when she's talking about her mediumship. So I'd like to welcome to Signs of Life Radio, Mediums and Messages, Joanne Gerber. Good evening, Joanne.
Good evening, Diane. I'm sorry. Good evening, Angelina.
That's okay. No
I do that all the time. I'm
no
so
worries.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. That's happened to me since I was like in second grade. I'd be like, you know how they used to like sit everybody like in order of alphabetical order, and the teacher would get to me, and she's like, "You're in the wrong seat." I'm like, "What do you mean I'm in the wrong seat?" She's like, "Diana, your last name is Angelina. You should be no." No, my last name is Diana, so it's since I was in second grade. Don't worry about it.
Oh, it's just that, you know, I have to stop myself sometimes because I want to call you Diana instead of Angelina. I mean,
that's
it's like,
okay.
But I'm so sorry. But Angelina,
no,
how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing wonderful, actually, except for the little echo that's happening. I guess we can't seem to solve that tonight, but I guess maybe spirit's kind of working with us a little bit. Why don't we talk about a little bit about you and what's going on with you? I know on your website you have that wonderful store that you run, right?
Is that
still going strong?
Soul.
Why don't you share a little bit about that?
The Eclectic Soul is stocked with merchandise, spiritual merchandise, metaphysical merchandise, eclectic merchandise, something for every soul. One of the featured items, one of our best sellers, is the Family is Forever bracelet, which part of the proceeds that we receive from the sales of the bracelet go directly as a donation to the Forever Family Foundation.
That's wonderful.
And I appreciate all the promotions that the Forever Family Foundation has been doing on that item to bring people also to look at the store, and hopefully we bring the best products at the best prices, and many other products are fair trade products. If we can locate a company that has products that we feel will sell well, that will do well, and also support, for instance, I have a lot of companies that I buy from that are probably companies that most people aren't familiar with, wholesale companies that are right here in the United States that are very small businesses, a lot of women-owned companies, minority-owned companies that can make all their products. And those are also featured on our store, too, as well. So I encourage people, if you visit my website, take a peek at that. And always lots of good gifts and useful things, and there's always new items coming in.
That's wonderful. And that's joannegerber.com, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Or they can go directly to the store at theeclecticsoul.com now, too.
Wonderful.
But you can certainly access that through my website.
That is great. And any events that you have going on, classes on the horizon, do you want to share a little bit about that?
Yeah. I have a full schedule, and it's going to be a very, very, very busy year. Every year there's always new events, new workshops. Every year is a new year to create. So I love that opportunity to work with other mediums as well and other great spiritual teachers, doing a lot of events, demonstrations throughout Massachusetts and other areas as well. Everything is listed on my website, on my travel schedule, but I've got some great workshops coming up and great events. Check them all out. There's a wonderful workshop coming up in Waltham, Massachusetts. I'll be teaching with another medium, Rita Berkowitz, who draws people from spirit, which is a very unique and very gifted talent. She's a very gifted woman, and I'm always honored to work with her. And we'll be doing a workshop in May. That's going to be in Waltham, Massachusetts. And also, we have a wonderful Soul and Spirit coming up, event coming up with myself and Danielle McKinnon, who is a intuitive life coach, our soul coach, and she's going to be doing messages from the soul, and I'll be doing messages from spirit. So it'll be very interesting.
There you go.
And there's much more. So I encourage people to check it out. Most of my events are on Friday evenings. The workshops usually on Saturdays, all-day workshops, and, of course, other events in between. And if you have any questions, you can always email the office, and I'll be happy to help you out.
That's wonderful. That's really great. So go to joannegerber.com for all that information. So what's the latest that you think? I know when you do readings, spirit is a very teaching thing. You'd agree with that, right?
Absolutely.
What can you share with our audience, our listening audience, that maybe spirit has taught you recently?
A lot of things I want to say. I can't think of one particular thing.
Okay.
I do know that validation is consistently and constantly reinforced through every session, whether it be a group session or an individual session, that the information provided from spirit, there's absolutely, as a medium and as also as a skeptic, it's proves to me over and over there's no doubt that our energy continues after the change called death, that our spirit continues, that there is no end of life, that life is indeed infinite, and that it is love. Every time I do a reading, I feel love. I feel love going through not only in my mind when I'm communicating, because we know that mediumship is a telepathic communication process, a three-way communication process between ourselves and loved ones on the other side and those who are the sitters or the recipients of the information coming through to validate that their loved ones are indeed, there and have not just, ended their life at the physical change called death. I feel it in my body. I feel it in my heart. I feel it in my soul. I just feel the energy radiate right through me. And every time I do a reading, I feel more inspired that the spirit world is trying to come closer to our world. Mm. I feel that with the popularity also of mediumship, that more people are open, with all the TV shows, it's a little more mainstream now than it was, say, 10 years ago, maybe a lot more mainstream, that people now can take advantage of the opportunity and connect with mediums and learn and get validations that their loved ones are okay and that they are indeed connecting to their loved ones. Spirit has always taught me compassion and love, and that too, like life itself, is infinite, that love never ends. There's no end of compassion or empathy or forgiveness. I think all the spiritual lessons that we have in our souls as we walk through this journey called life, that when the physical life ends, that another journey begins.
Mm-hmm.
And it still offers those on the other side an opportunity to say things maybe that they didn't say when they were here that can bring healing to a person's life, that they don't have to grieve for the rest of their life. Maybe they just need to hear that one thing. Or one validation, or whatever the message was, whatever their loved one is trying to say to them, and that in itself, I call them miracles, because to me they are, they truly are. When we can communicate with the so-called unseen world and know that our loved ones are okay and that they are with their loved ones on the other side, that they're not alone in some dark place, somewhere or below or beneath the earth, or where other misconceptions come in with the with death, and it's truly wonderful to know that. And one of the most amazing things also is that it dispels fear.
Right.
We all have, but a lot of people, most of us, especially those of lost ones, are afraid, lost loved ones that are afraid that what's going to happen when I die? Am I going to meet up with my spouse that passed away, or my child that passed away, or my mom, my dad, whoever it might be? And, it's the spirit world that teaches us and says, yes, And you know what? We're having a good time over here. You know, we're enjoying each other's company. We're happy to be reunited. I'm sorry I can't be here with you, but I am happy to see my, you know, mother or my father on the other side that, you know, I've missed for all these years. And they just, you know, prove that, yeah, you'll be here with us too when that time comes.
Right.
And your pets. You know, pets are amazing too. It's just, you know, they're part of our family, part of our soul group, and that we reconnect with them too as well.
Right.
And, you know, people miss their pets as much as they miss their physical loved ones, people, and some even more.
Right, it's true.
More than some family members. And it's such a wonderful, every reading is a reunion. Every message is a reunion. It's a connection. It's a bond. It gives an opportunity to people here in the physical world to bond and connect and become one with the spiritual side of life or the spirit side of life. And sometimes it's even an inspiration for people to awaken themselves on a spiritual level and become more conscious and work on their own stuff and their own
right.
spiritual path and maybe learn more, read more, take classes, develop their own intuition or their own gifts of mediumship. You know, there's so many different doors that a reading can open up for people. And each door is a healing door, no matter what it is. And it's always the right place, right time, divine timing. You know,
right.
it's a matter of trusting and just letting go and letting the spirit do the work. So, I know I'm grateful for all the opportunities I've had and all the opportunities that are coming forward with my work. And, you know, I love what I do, and I love to help people. So I'm very grateful for my path and for an understanding of mediumship and the mechanics of mediumship and helping others to learn as well.
That's great. That's beautiful. Well, why don't we go ahead and maybe take our first caller?
Okay.
I know that with Joanne, you don't need any information before somebody comes on the air with you. We only ask if you want a connection, ask for a connection, or if you have a question, just have it ready for Joanne. And I believe we have Maureen from Maryland online. Good evening, Maureen. Welcome to Mediums and Messages.
Hi.
How are you? Do you have a question for Joanne,
I'm
or
good.
Would you
I'm
like a connection?
I'm excited, and I want to say thank you first off. I would love a connection.
Okay. Hi, Maureen. I just want to just tune in a little bit here while I'm talking to you. So you're looking to connect with a loved one passed on? Okay.
I am, yes.
Yes, okay. Interesting. The first person that comes through right away is a gentleman coming in from Spirit. And as I connect with his energy, I want to go to father's side of the family with him. And I want to feel like this is a gentleman who, I feel he might have passed, he might have only been in his maybe his 60s when he passed, maybe mid to late 60s, early 70s. You understand that with Dad?
I think so, yes.
Okay. You think so? You understand? Well, let me just clarify. Okay, I have a gentleman here who feels like a fatherly vibration, father's side, the family, who might have passed in his late 60s or early 70s. Does that make sense to you?
Possibly a grandfather.
Grandfather? Okay.
May I just, yeah.
You would have known him, though, yeah?
No, I'm really.
I'm
yes,
sorry?
I would have.
Okay, because as he comes through, I feel like he wants to make this connection with you. And as he comes through, I feel like this is someone he kind of wore himself as being a very proud person of what he accomplished in life. I feel he's someone who worked very hard. He said things didn't come easy to him. You understand that? He was a smoker at one time. You understand the smoking?
I'm not quite sure on that one now.
Okay, I have a heaviness in my chest, and I feel like I have someone who smoked or had complications in the lung and heart area before he passed. Hello?
Maureen?
Hi. I'm just trying to put it together.
Okay, all right. I want to go on with this for a while, and he chose me. He would have had thinning gray hair when he passed. He had kind of like a thinner face. He wasn't a heavy-set man. You understand?
Yes.
Okay. And you know, this may be on mother's side, but I feel like it's on father's side of the family, all right? I feel very heavy in my chest. Like, I feel like I have, would you understand the lung or the heart issue before he passed, or congestion in the chest area?
Yeah.
Because I feel like I've got coughing or wheezing. I feel like I might even need oxygen before I passed. He did have some other physical problems, and he was also, he shows me service, so I feel he was also in the service. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if someone has grandfather's things from the military, or, you know, his pins or his uniforms or his hats, or. But I feel this was someone, interesting, okay. I feel like there was some sort of distance in the family where he might not have been able to see the family before he passed. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. But I feel like he's coming through. There's also a woman that comes through with him that is passed, who I feel is a mother's vibration. You understand that too as well?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Because he's talking about being with mom. And but she, I feel like she was a bit older when she passed. Your mom was a bit older, maybe in her late 70s or early 80s. You understand?
I do.
Okay. And she was someone who, I want to say, when she wanted to speak her mind, she spoke her mind. You understand that?
Yes.
When she she was, I want to say, vocal about her, because this was someone, some people are kind of quiet and they keep their opinions to themselves, but your mom wasn't afraid to tell people exactly how she felt.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to say that in a negative. What's that?
No, my mom was 88, and she's been gone a year, and I really want to hear something from her.
Okay,
I'm
connecting.
More
so
than I can say.
What's that?
I just want to really hear something from her. I miss her more than I can say.
Yeah, I know, and she misses you too, but I want to just go on and just kind of describe as I sense her energy. Like I said, she was somebody who would always speak her mind, but she was vocal, but not in a negative way. I feel very positive. Like, she would just come up to you and give you a hug and tell you how much she loves you. You know, she was, I feel affectionate with her. I feel a woman who always pushed her children forward. Like, okay, you can do this. You're smart enough. You can go for it. You can do it. The reason why your grandfather came through first is because he's a stronger energy, and he would be what we call the door opener. It may not be the person that you want to connect to, but he's coming in. He's bringing mom in here too. Mom tells me she was very sick. I feel like things went at the end. Like, I don't know whether she had kidney issues or liver issues, but I feel something with her organs where she feels, I feel distressed about her physically before she passed. But she says she went, she just passed in her sleep. You understand that? And you did get to see her before she passed. She tells me that you did get to see her before she passed. You understand?
Yeah.
Interesting. Is August a connection for you with a birthday or with your mom?
With my mom.
Mom has an August connection?
She passed away.
She passed away in August. Okay, because when I get a month, it's usually connected with either a birthday or a passing. So I do want to say she's providing that as validation, okay? She liked to get her hair done. She shows me waving and curling her hair. You understand that with her?
Yes.
She liked getting her hair done. I don't know whether you took her to get her hair done or somebody works as a hairstylist in the family, but usually when I see that, I know that she was very fussy about the way her hair looks. She used to like it set nice. You understand?
Yeah.
Did someone speak Italian in the family, or somebody Italian?
No Italian.
Interesting. Okay, this may be for somebody else. Maybe, I don't know, Andrea.
Maybe
it may be
it's
for
probably
you.
For me. It's probably for me. But
again, I just heard a little bit of someone speaking, a woman speaking Italian in the background. So,
okay, parlo italiano, so forse per me. Maybe you
connect
with me.
It could be. But I want to talk to Maureen's mom here.
Right.
Now, Maureen, are you one of four? Are there four children in the family?
There are four additional aside from myself.
Four others, okay.
There's
because she wants to connect. There's something, she's a very fair, equal kind of woman. I feel like she wants to say hello to your siblings, too. Is there a boy, a male energy that's a bit distant from the family right now, or is going through some emotional issues right now. Would you understand that?
I would, yes.
Okay, because Mom is sending healing there. There's something with, oh, don't mind him. Like, you know, sometimes he says things he doesn't mean to say, and I feel someone who's kind of going through a difficult time right now. And know that, and yeah. Mom knows that you are, too. It's not saying that you're not. She knows how much you miss her. But what your brother is going through is something outside of the grief from your mom's passing. There's other complications with relationship, too. You understand?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
You have her car, or did you keep Mom's car?
Or her car key? I kept my dad's car.
What's that?
My mom never... I kept my dad's car.
Your dad's car.
My dad gave me his car prior to passing.
All right, because she's asking about the car, and then she shows me keys. So I either felt like you have her keys, or you might have her keychain, too, or something. Okay. Interesting. Okay. And who would Ann be? Is there Ann connected to you or with your mom?
Not that I can think of at the moment.
Okay. Sometimes things come a bit later. You may want to just take a note because I'm hearing Ann on the other side.
Oh, I'm
past.
Writing everything down.
Yep. You know, it may be a little bit going back a little bit. Someone that might be like great-grandmother or someone on mother's side. Geez, interesting. Now, are you thinking about taking a trip to Europe, or did you just take a trip to Europe this year or travel abroad this year?
No.
Okay.
That would be me, Joanne.
In December.
What's that again? I'm sorry?
Planning a trip in December to Puerto Rico.
Oh, to Puerto Rico. Okay. Well, that's sort of abroad, mm-hmm. but not really Europe. But there's something about, did you just, like, plan that or just buy the tickets recently?
My daughter just bought tickets. She's leaving Saturday to check it out for a wedding in December.
Okay, because I feel like she's aware of that. She's very much aware of the trip. So I feel like she's going to be there, that's something she wouldn't want to miss because she loves her family so much.
Wonderful.
She also tells me she's back to walking again. Would you understand, like, she would have issues? She would have issues
yes.
with her walking?
Yeah,
but she's telling me she's yeah. walking again. There's also a small dog on the other side with her.
Oh.
So there was a dog that passed, and I feel it was before her passing. You understand the small dog?
Yes, I certainly do. It was my dog.
Your dog. Okay, because it's important that she acknowledges that the dog is okay and that she likes this mm-hmm. dog and she's with the dog. Okay? That the dog is okay
uh-huh.
and she's okay. Interesting. She liked to watch her shows. She calls them her shows, like her movies or her programs. Your mom liked TV a lot because she shows me watching
her
TV.
Her shows were the soap operas.
Or she likes soap operas? Okay, because that's what she might call her programs
shows.
Or her shows.
Mm-hmm, yes.
It's not to say that they actually have TV on the other side, but they do provide information that we can validate that things that they enjoyed here, which may be a memory mm-hmm. for them. Interesting. And Mom, she had a sweet tooth. Was she also, she have a problem with her blood sugar too?
Not that we were aware of.
Okay. You understand her really liking the junk food or liking the sweet?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Because when I just got this pastry, like an apple turnover.
Mm-hmm.
And would you understand her liking that one in particular? It could also be symbolic that she
Absolutely.
Just liked her desserts.
Apple was her favorite. Apple pie.
That was her favorite? Yeah. And it's very yes. flaky, so I feel like somebody, there must have been a bakery she used to go to, or somebody used to bring them to her. Because it's not like
somebody
would
buy... My brother would home bake them and bring them.
What's that?
My brother would home make them and bring them to her.
Oh, okay, because it's not something like it would be a store-bought thing. This was very special, and she's sitting down, mm-hmm. and she has a cup of coffee and her apple turnover.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
these might be memories that she got excited about when she got the apple turnovers, okay, because
mm-hmm.
she's still excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
And these were mm-hmm. memories. And also, interesting, is there a connection with New York? either memories of living there or traveling there with your mom or taking some sort of vacation there with the family?
She went there when she was in the Navy, and she absolutely adored New York.
Okay, because I need to say New York. I know you're from Maryland, but there's some connection with New York that she wants to validate. Interesting. What was she saying here? You're the youngest of the children?
I am.
Yeah,
I am.
She says you're the baby. That's what she's saying. So she's saying you're the baby and baby girl. And I, when I hear that, I know that she absolutely adores you, that, you know, you were very close to her. You wear her ring. You wear her ring.
I do.
And you have it on now.
I do.
That's what she's telling me. Okay. Because she's just giving you a kiss. You kept her lipstick, too?
I blow her kisses all the time, and I had one of her lipsticks.
Yeah, she said you have it. And I feel like this is not a woman who wore a lot of makeup, but she liked her lipstick, and she knows that you have it. And you may look at it and think about her or other objects that you have, and they hold, they're very sentimental to you. And I just want to say that she loves you so much that she's just giving you a great big hug and kiss from spirit. And she knows that you talk to her. She has tried to visit you in dreams. Would you understand the dreams of her?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And she says, just because I'm not there every night doesn't mean I'm not there. So she's kind of funny. I feel like her personality, she's kind of funny.
Yeah.
She liked to joke around.
Yeah.
She was very down to earth. I feel like, you know, your friends were like her kids when you were growing up, when you were younger.
Yeah.
She was the mother
of the neighborhood.
Yeah, and it's like, come on in, have dinner. You know, it's like, I got something cooking. Oh, there's plenty of food. That type of person.
Mm-hmm.
Always very giving and very understanding and always trying to push you to do your best, but not in a judgmental way. You know, she just wanted you to be happy. You understand that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. And do you understand also July connection? I need to connect with the month of July for a birthday.
That was her birthday was in July.
Her birthday was in July. Okay. So it's just another validation that she's giving. So know that and, you know, that she's there with you. I feel like she's blowing you kisses back. She just wants to make sure you're okay. And she said, don't worry, you did everything perfectly. So there might have been some concerns about her arrangements or what you were supposed to do at the end or who did what, but she's very proud about the way everything went. She says, it was just perfect, and I am fine. I am okay. I am here with you, and I am okay. And I need to leave you with her love, with her infinite love from the spirit side of life, Maureen. And I'm sorry about your loss.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
But know that she is there.
I appreciate that. May I just, you spent so much time with me, I know, but do you see my dad? He passed at 88 as well.
Yeah.
A year before mom.
A lot of energy around her. Unfortunately, because these are pretty quick readings, we try to read as many people as we can during the show. You know, I'm sure he is there with her. Of course, I'm sure he has helped her to make the transition as well. I did feel another male energy. Is he the one that had the stroke?
No, he did not.
Okay.
My brother had the stroke.
Your mother had the stroke?
My brother.
Your brother. Okay. But he's here, yes?
Yes, he is.
Your brother's on the physical. There's something about the stroke. Was that after Dad passed or
It was quite severe, yes.
Okay. There's something where they're talking about the stroke, so I need to acknowledge that. I can't, unfortunately, get into a lot more validation right now because then, you know, other spirits will keep coming through. And, you know, I want to also give some time to other listeners and other callers as well. But it's important
that
you know they're there and they do come through with a lot of love for you. And know they're like your guardian angels, Maureen, that they watch over you.
Okay, Maureen, thank you so much, Joanne, for calling the program. You
have
a good night, okay?
I will. Thank you guys so much. I love you guys. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Maureen.
Take good care now.
Bye.
Be well.
Okay, so let's take our next call. We have Gina on the line. hopefully, still. Gina, okay. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi,
yes,
Gina.
I am.
Thank you for calling Mediums and Messages. You have Joanne Gerber here. Do you have a question for her, or would you like to make a connection?
I'd like to make a connection.
Okay. Hi, Gina. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Thanks for calling in. Where are you calling in from? What state?
Massachusetts.
Oh, you're in Massachusetts. Okay. Great.
Yeah, I came to one of your events.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay.
Yes, I did. It was awesome.
Oh, great. Well, thank you for coming. I appreciate your support. Let me just tune in here a minute here. Interesting. Females, mothers, I'm hearing. You understand mom passed?
Do I understand who?
Your mom?
Nope, she's still here.
She's still here. Okay, I have a female coming through who I feel is on mother's side of the family. Let me just ask you, because, you know, I still get this Italian thing going on in the background, and it could be for Angelina, but mm-hmm. Do you understand someone that spoke Italian passed, a woman on mother's side?
My grandmother did, and my nonna did.
Ah, okay, thank you. Because she was coming through in the reading before, and that does happen sometimes. Sometimes I will do a phone reading, and someone else's relative will come in on someone else's reading and just show up a little bit earlier. So I kind of feel like if you're listening to the show, I had a woman in the background speaking Italian, but there was no connection with the woman I just read. So I know that she's coming through for you. Interesting. Okay. And now I also want to talk about, because she shows me about the young child that passed. Would you understand the child that passed in the family that would be with your grandmother on the other side? Somebody lost a baby or a very young child.
It's not clicking.
Okay. Well, just think about that, and maybe you can check with your family and ask.
Yeah.
Because there's something about a baby being born, a baby that was born, I feel like either an infant or a very small child that's with grandmother. Grandma's saying the baby's okay. And I want to say, do you remember your grandmother? Well, you'd have memories of her, yes?
I do.
Okay. Because she loved children. She loved children. I don't know whether she came from a big family, but she's a big family person, and she absolutely loved children. Interesting. Okay. You're named after? Are you named after your grandmother? You have the same middle name as your grandmother?
Nope.
Okay. She's talking about the namesake. So somebody is also named after her. So I need to acknowledge that. She went back and forth between her Italian and her English because she's kind of going back and forth with me right now. And I want to say that your grandmother liked to have a drink once in a while. You understand that?
Yeah.
She's talking about little cocktails, like a little glass of beer or a little glass of wine or something.
Yes.
Do you know the little, I mean, I have to say little, just a little glass or a little cocktail?
Yes.
Okay. Because this is something she said that you would understand, about the little, like someone pouring off their drink into her glass with just a little bit. She said she was lightweight.
My dad used to drink his beer, and he would give Graham a little bit of beer.
Yep. And your dad is also there, too?
I put my parents.
Oh, your dad is here?
Yes.
Okay, because the beer thing with the cocktail thing, I felt maybe there was someone else coming through. But, okay, it could be grandfather coming through. There's another male energy coming through. Interesting. Okay. And would you also understand, this is very bizarre, but I have, like, this poodle with a very bad haircut. Who had the poodle?
I don't remember anything.
Somebody had a poodle, and they liked to shave its hair off, or it was, like, really, really short to the skin. So remember I was I mentioned about the poodle. I feel like it was like a dark color, like either brown or black. It was not like a white poodle. It was not a big poodle. It's like, I want to say, more on the smaller side, small, between small and medium. Not a very big dog. But there's a dog over there with her as well.
Okay.
Okay, let me just see. Who would Sophie or Sophia be? The connection with Sophia or Sophie?
Not sure. I'd have to ask my mom about that.
All right. Check on that. Sometimes we learn about our family through readings as well. So
yeah.
I just want to talk to her a second here. Okay. Does your mom still have her towels or her something about her towels? I think they're either small washcloths or they're like dishcloths or something.
Probably.
Okay. She shows me towels. I also feel like your grandmother was really good at, with, like, I don't know that she used to like to make clothes or like to sew her own clothes, but she was really good at stitching.
I think so. I mean,
if you gave her a button to put on something, it's not coming off. You know, that's the way I feel about her. If she's going to sew a button, it's not coming off after she sews it.
Right. Yeah.
She had some problems with her legs.
My mom.
I'm sorry.
I'll ask my mom some of this stuff too.
Yeah. Would you please?
That's coming through.
Yeah. And yes. Grandmother liked the dolls or had a doll collection that your mother or you would have. I see three dolls, and they have dresses on them. They may have come from another country or something, but that's what she shows me. So, again,
okay.
You're going to have to check with Mom on this, too, okay?
Yeah.
And very interesting. And, what are you saying here with this? Okay. So you understand the towels, and or you're going to check with Mom about the towels. She shows me that. Interesting. Okay. And who would Lisa be? Or Alisa or Lisa connection?
Lisa.
Either Alisa, like A-L-I-S-A, or Lisa. And also,
I have a cousin named Lisa, but she's here.
Okay, that's okay. They do acknowledge people here. That's why I'm asking who is. I'm not feeling that's passed over. Sometimes I get a sense if it's here or there, and other times they'll call it a name, and we're not quite sure if they mean here or with them on the other side, but I know that this is definitely in the physical. Interesting. Okay. What is that? Hold on a second. She's talking to me, and there's a whole bunch of people coming in. This is interesting, but did your grandmother actually either play solitaire or like to play cards?
I'm not sure on that one.
Okay, I'm hearing cards being shuffled. So either she liked to play cards or maybe liked to even play solitaire. She's telling me that her legs are stronger now. There's something with having problems with the legs before she passed. I feel like I have swelling in my legs. Would you understand, like, fluids or problems with her heart?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. But she's okay now. And there's something with the cross, so you either, someone has her cross on a chain, or someone is wearing it, or has it, or it was passed down, or does Mom have that, or you have that?
My mom may have that.
Okay, because she's acknowledging that, and I don't know whether Mom maybe took it out to wear it, or moved it, or did, usually when they say something like that, it's because they're acknowledging something being done with the object, or someone wearing the object?
Yeah.
Okay. And is there also, like, interesting, I don't know if it's Leanne or Lena or Leanne. Would you understand that?
No.
That would be here.
Okay. Nope.
All right. Check, again, the names. Check with your mom and see if she understands that, okay?
Yep.
And interesting. Okay, there's something with the pillows, too. So I don't know whether she ever made pillows or Mom or you have her pillows. Would you understand the pillows?
My mom might have the pillows. My mom did save, like, a lot of stuff.
Okay, Some with the pillows, again, like I said, it may be something she's taking out or just did something with or, you know, found them, you know, after going through some of your grandmother's stuff. But, you know, it's an acknowledgement. Also, I need to say happy birthday, February. So there's a February connection with somebody here who just had a birthday.
Ooh.
I want to go back to the beginning of February, connected with grandmother. And I feel like a male vibration. It may be a younger male in the family.
That's weird. I have a brother. His birthday's in February, but he's in a coma.
Okay. Then you know it's just was it okay? The birthday was like the first week, around the first week of the end, the first week of February.
No, it's more like middle, I believe.
Okay. You know, it may be just a way that she's acknowledging him, too. Okay?
Yeah.
And especially if he's in a coma, and I'm really sorry to hear that. And I hope he does okay.
Thanks.
Okay. And who would Joe or Joey be here?
My Uncle Joe.
He's here on the Earth plane?
Nope, he's in spirit.
Okay, is there another Joe here or Joey here?
No.
All right, would you just check on that and see if that makes sense to your mom? Or somebody has his name here because there's acknowledgement here. It may be that he's trying to come through. Did you know your Uncle Joe?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And I have a gentleman coming through a little bit on the heavier side. You understand, someone that would have had a bit of a, kind of a belly, you know, a bit of a belly, not like huge, but he was a little bit stocky. Would you understand that with him? He wore glasses, and he had quite the laugh, and he used to like to have a drink once in a while.
It's not making, but I'd have to think about that.
All right. Why don't you just, you know, like I said, jot it down, ask your mom. Sometimes things don't make sense now, or we get what we call psychic amnesia, which we don't remember, or even things about our own relatives that we knew. But I'm not saying that, you know, because you don't understand it doesn't make sense. Just, you know, check with your mom and see what she understands with that, okay, what she can validate.
Joanne, also, we have to wrap right now, unfortunately.
Okay.
We're out of time. But
okay.
Thank you so much for calling the program. We really appreciate not only the people that called in, but Joanne, thank you so much for your ability to contact Spirit and make everyone feel and know that their loved ones are okay. We really appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you, Angelina.
Thank you so much. And I want to remind everyone out there
that your
loved ones are always with you and they're just a heartbeat away. Have a good night.